This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. Last night at the Democratic Convention, Hillary Clinton accepted her party's nomination for President of the United States. And as Hillary stood up there, strong, detailing her plan to create jobs, her plan to improve education, and her plan to unify the country, there wasn't a dry eye in the House. And I'm talking about Donald Trump's house. Social media unleashed on rapper Bow Wow yesterday after he tweeted he can't relate to the civil rights struggle because he's mixed. No, 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 Bow Wow. Not this week. Not when we're fighting to make Black Lives Matter at the Democratic Convention and all charges are dropped against the cops who killed Freddie Gray. And at the same time, Bill O'Reilly's on TV making light of slavery. I know Bow Wow did the movie Like Mike, but what's his next movie? Like Stacey Dash? But according to the Department of Vital Records, Bow Wow is in fact mixed. He's 25% black, 25% white, and 50% dumbass. Close call for Real Housewives of Atlanta star Phaedra Parks. A black man claiming to have a bomb went into her office threatening to blow it up. But lucky for Phaedra, the man went to the wrong office building. The police were called and the man was arrested. And now that he's in jail, he's suddenly become Phaedra's type. I'm Chris Paul and this was the Morning Minute.